Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Thank and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. We welcome especially the catechumens and candidates in RCA who are with us today. They'll go through the second scrutiny. We pray for them and we journey with them so that they might fully be initiated into the Catholic Church this Easter. In today's Gospel, we hear Jesus open the eyes of the blind man. We ask the Lord in this Mass to open our minds and hearts to see Jesus' presence in our everyday life and in each other. For the times that we have failed to see Him, we ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. God, who through your word reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons." As Jesse and his sons came to the sacrifice, Samuel looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" Jesse replied, "There's still the youngest who is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought to them. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold and making a splendid appearance. The Lord said, "There, anointed him, for this is the one." Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in hand, anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. The word of the Lord.
shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me. He revives my soul. Guides me along the right path for the sake of his name. Though I shall walk in the valley of the shadow of death, no evil would I fear, for you are with me. Your crook and your staff will give me comfort. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. You have prepared a table before me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil. My cup is overflowing. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell for length of days unending.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the fruitless works of darkness. Rather, expose them, for it is shameful even to mention the things done by them in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." The word of the Lord.
Of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus
be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground and made clay with saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said it is, but others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." They brought the one who was blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord." And he worshiped him. The Gospel of the Lord.
On this fourth Sunday of the Lenten season, the lessons for this Sunday is one of contrast between blindness and sight, darkness and light. We are very fortunate to be living in a country where we have abundant of power electricity. We can turn on these artificial lights anytime we want to during daytime or nighttime, and rarely do we have power outage. Unlike the country I used to live in Vietnam, where power shut off at least once a day. Around 6 in the evening, it was shut down until the next morning. And so we did a lot of things in darkness with candlelight. We're eating under candlelight, although in this country we romanticize candlelight dinner. It's very romantic, or so we called it. And I've eaten many candlelight dinner, and there's nothing romantic about it. And of course, we had to study and do our homeworks under candlelight, and attribute my bad eyesight to bad lighting back then, but I think it's just an excuse. It's bad genes, heredity, I guess. But in the darkness, as children, we were very scared, because it's just scary as a kid when it's darkness all around you. You see things where there's not supposed to be anything there. There's a story of a father who went on a camping with his son, who was 2 years old, first time. And so the father and the son found a camping site, and they pitched a tent, and he cooked a light dinner for the child, and then he put him to bed in the tent. And he thought that, well, first time my son gone out, so I'm going to put my sleeping bag right beside his, just in case he gets scared. And so as they lie in the side of the tent, the son said, "Daddy, it's sure dark outside, isn't it?" And the father said, "Yes, it is, but you're okay. I'm here. You're all right." And then after a few minutes, they heard the growling of the coyotes and the mountain cat. And the son said, "Daddy, is there wild animals out there?" And the father said, "Yeah, but don't worry. I'm here to protect you." And then after a few more minutes, a little hand sneaked outside of the sleeping bag, reaching over to his father's hand, and he held it, and the little boy said, "I'll just hold your hand just in case you get scared." In today's gospel, we hear how Jesus healed the man who was born blind. From the moment he was born, he was blind. And all his life, he'd never seen sunlight or moonlight. He had never seen his parents' face. Perhaps he felt them. He might kind of figure what they'd be like. He never met or seen his own siblings. He'd never be able to witness the beauty of the sunrise or the glories of the sunset. He never seen the season changes with the leaves, according to season, never seen the fruits on the tree. So he remained in darkness until today, when he met the Christ. And Jesus healed him using clay and saliva and rub on his eyes, and told him to go to the pool of Siloam and wash, and you'll be made clean. And he did, and he was able to see. But Jesus not just gave him his eyesight, physical eyesight. As in the case of Jesus and God, God always gives us more than we ask for. Things that we've forgotten and didn't know enough to ask. And so Jesus today gave him more than just the physical eyesight. He gave him also the spiritual eyesight. Of all the peoples that day who met Jesus, he was the only one who recognized Jesus for who he was. Recall how his faith started. At first he thought that Jesus was just a remarkable man, like the woman at the well last week. She, to her faith, as she talked to Jesus, her faith grown too. First he was just a man, and then a prophet, and then finally a Messiah. The same story today is in for this blind man. He first thought he was just a remarkable man, and then when he talked to the Pharisees, his faith grew. He said, well, perhaps he was a prophet. And the Pharisees got angry at him. He threw him out. Then when he found Jesus, after having talked to Jesus, he worshiped him as Lord and Messiah. His faith grew with just meeting Jesus once. Imagine where our faith should be by now. If we meet Jesus every week at the Eucharist, and we talk to him through the scriptures and the homilies, and then we break bread with him. Imagine where our faith should have been. But we notice also that we can't just wish that our faith should have been greater. We actually have to do something about it. Notice in today's gospel, the man who was blind. Had he not dragged himself out there every day, sit at the corner street, he would have missed Jesus altogether. And then after Jesus had used the clay and the saliva on his eyes, then Jesus sent him, go to the pool of Siloam. He said, nah, I don't want to go there. I just want to sit here. He would never have been cured. So he had to put in the effort in order to grow, to be healed, to be whole. So too, for us in our lives, if we want our faith to grow, we can't just wish it. Well, I was baptized, done my part, now it's up to God. It doesn't work that way. Every day we have to put in the effort to get to know Jesus better. And for some, we get to know Jesus better, perhaps through different circumstances in our lives. When we first fall in love, and we realize that that love was returned, was reciprocated, and we realize that this is how much God loves me, and I have to love him in return for it to be complete. Or perhaps when we propose, and it was accepted, and we got married, although we had no idea how each other will turn out, because we love heads over heels in love, and so we say things we didn't really know that if it's possible. I will love you and honor you all the days of my life. How you know that? How you be able to be completely faithful to that vows? But yet you say it. And every day you try to live up to it. You try to make it come true. Or perhaps when you hold your firstborn child in your arms, a little bundle of love you've never seen before in your life. This is the first time, and yet you, in your mind, you're thinking, I'm willing and to die for this child if I have to protect him or her. That's the kind of love God wants us to have with him as well. For others, we find that our faith grows through perhaps Bible studies where we read God's words, love for us, and we reflect on it, Lectio Divina, when we reflect on the divine words and to see where we are, where do we fit into these scriptures. Or when we enroll into RCIA to help other people to pass down the faith. But all these things takes effort. But if we don't do anything about our faith, we just sit and we don't do anything about it, then the faith will not grow. And once the faith grows, we'll be able to see the way God sees things and not the way we see things. Recall in the first reading of the book of Samuel, where Samuel was sent by God to go and anoint God's anointed from the families of Jesse. And Jesse had 7 sons who were there, and the moment they walked in, Samuel, although a prophet, very highly regarded prophet, he saw Eliab. He said, this must be God's anointed, because he looked rugged, big, handsome, tall, strong. And then God kindly, gently told him, said, Samuel, I have not accepted him. You see as human being sees. You have to learn to see the way God sees. See, as human being, we look at the physical appearances, but God looks into the hearts. And so finally, God rejected all 7. And Jesse asked, Samuel asked Jesse, is this it? You have any more sons? Said, yeah, we have one more, but he's a little boy. He's tending sheep out there for his brothers. Nothing to look at. Said, well, call him in, because we will not have the sacrificial celebration until he's here. The moment he walked in, of course, perhaps Samuel looked at him and said, him? God? Really? And yet God said, yes, he's the one. And so that's how it came to be. If we have a relationship with God and we're close to him, we'll be able to see as God sees and not as the way we see things. And we'll be able to see God's blessings and His presence in all that we meet, in people, in natures, in situations and circumstances. So during this Lenten season, we ask the Lord to help us to be able to see opportunities that God presents to us each day. The poor, the needy, the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, that we'll be able to extend an helping hand. We'll be able to see people who are in need of our time and effort, aging parents, grandparents, children who are sick, who need us, that we might take the time to be with them. At the same time, we open ourselves to have God shine His light into the darkest corners of our life where we try to hide from God, where we don't want God to see, when we try to block it from God. That we open ourselves up to Him. And then, after having done that, we'll be able to be that light that Christ has been for us and to show it to those that we meet each day. At this time, I'd like to ask Debbie to please come up and call the catechumens for the scrutiny.
This morning, we will be celebrating the second of three scrutinies for our elect, those who are to be fully initiated at Easter Vigil with baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. They need our prayers and support. We pray that each of these elect will hear the comforting message of pardon for sin and be filled with the Spirit of Christ the Redeemer, who is the light of the world. Sunny Zip, please come forward with your godparent. The rest of the candidates also come forward with your sponsors, Nicholas Benavides, Mark Durand, Tina Durand, Catherine Jimenez, Vanessa Moreno, Marshall Ramos, Lauren Schrader, and Lydia Silva.
My dear brothers and sisters, as a sponsoring community of Corpus Christi Cathedral, let us pray in silence for these elect and catechumens and ask that they be given the spirit of repentance, a deepened sense of sin, and the true freedom of the children of God. Elect of God, join us in silent prayer and ask for God's grace and mercy as a sign of your inner spirit of sorrow for sin. Let us pray. Father of mercy, you led the man born blind to the kingdom of light through the gift of faith in your Son. Free these elect from the false values that surround and blind them. Set them firmly in your truth as children of the light forever. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, you are the true light that enlightens the world. Through your spirit of truth, free those who are enslaved by the father of lies. Stir up the desire for good in the elect whom you have chosen for your sacraments. Let them rejoice in your light that they may see, and like the man born blind whose sight you restored, Let them prove to be a staunch and fearless witness to the faith, for you are Lord forever and ever. Amen. Please congratulate them on the second scrutiny. My dear friends, with the assurance of your loving support of this community, we sent you forth to reflect more deeply upon the word of God we have shared. May Christ, who is the power and wisdom of God, challenge you to be one with us in the disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, that you may be one with us at last in the Paschal Feast of the Lord's table. Go in peace now and join us again in the next scrutiny. Please stand and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Lord guides us in the right path, and so we offer to him our prayers and petitions.
For our church, as we seek to light the world with Christ's love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who live in the dark valleys of war, oppression, and persecution, let us pray to the Lord. For those preparing for the Easter sacraments, that they might live by the light of Christ, let us pray to the Lord. For those who have died, especially Maggie Fitzgerald, that they may be welcomed into eternal joy, let us pray to the Lord. For those who serve in the military, that they be surrounded with the grace and protection of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Yolanda Salazar Robinson, and the deceased members of the Mew family and Ben Meir, let us pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord God of light, your goodness and kindness follow us all the days of our life. Hear and graciously answer these our prayers, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. We place before you with joy these offerings, which bring eternal remedy, O Lord, praying that we may both faithfully revere them and present them to you as is fitting for the salvation of all the world, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, by the mystery of the Incarnation, he has led the human race that walk in darkness into the radiance of the faith, and has brought those born in slavery to ancient sin through the waters of regeneration to make them your adopted children. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we with all the hosts of angels cried out and without end acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus.
Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother Bishops Rene and Edmund, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grants peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.